This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Guy Raz. For years, American Airlines was in a class by itself, the last of the legacy air carriers to avoid bankruptcy. Well, no more. This morning, new CEO Tom Horton broke the bad news. Chapter 11.
Today, we took an action that is the necessary path for our company to take, and to take now, towards becoming a more efficient, financially stronger, and competitive airline.
It turns out American has been losing money for years, and through the first 9 months of this year, it lost nearly $1 billion. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The announcement by American Airlines caught some by surprise. Yes, the airline continued to lose money, but it was buying fuel-efficient planes, renegotiating its labor contracts, and it had billions in cash to pay its vendors. Industry analyst Daniel McKenzie with Rodman & Renshaw wasn't alone when he wrote this morning, "We have fallen on our sword with this stock." McKenzie had moved the stock from neutral to market outperform 7 weeks ago, believing that American Airlines management would persevere. That instinct was misplaced, as American's new CEO made apparent.
After careful thought and analysis by our board of directors, we filed for reorganization under Chapter 11.
Thomas Horton spelled out the cold, hard facts in a video on the Internet. American's guiding light, Gerard Arpey, resigned as CEO this morning. Arpey had fought going into bankruptcy, and though the board of directors asked Arpey to stay on, he had no interest under these circumstances. Former President Thomas Horton is left to put the best spin on things.
And now we have the potential to overcome the last hurdle between us and lasting success by achieving a competitive cost and capital structure.
If by last hurdle Horton means labor and pension costs, the bankruptcy filing is probably not good news for Americans' workers, past and present. Jim Little is the president of the Transport Workers Union, which represents 30,000 American Airlines employees of many stripes. Little had two contracts negotiated and ready for ratification, but that's over with now.
Well, to my disappointment, the company has notified us in writing that they're not going to honor those tentative agreements, and they're going to seek further protections under the protections of the court.
American's workers have given back billions of dollars in wages and benefits since the airline almost went bankrupt in 2003. What stuck in the union's craw were the millions of dollars in executive bonuses that continued to be paid out while the airline was losing billions of dollars.
The biggest hurdle for us has always been these major executive bonuses, and ironically, bankruptcy court will probably not fix that problem, but they will take it after the people who do the work, and that's where I find very shameful of the system that we have in place.
The airline vows that passengers will notice little difference and that frequent flyer miles will remain undisturbed. American will almost certainly become smaller, but for a carrier that has long prided itself on its size and reach, that may not be such a bad thing. After all, the airline down the road in Dallas, Southwest Airlines, has not created fortress hubs to try to dominate Dallas, Chicago, or Miami. Perhaps a refocused, leaner American could still make a profit, too. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.